Good morning, everybody, and to all of our mothers, a blessed and happy Mother's Day. The Bible says that God knits us together in our mother's womb, and that's just such a beautiful thought. With every little stitch, every little knit from God in the holy sanctuary of the womb of a woman, it's just very powerful, and it's such a beautiful and holy vocation. And so the church joins everyone in today in just saying thank you, you know. And it's not always easy. I think about my poor mother. My brother was terrible, you know. And of course, I was always the little angel, you know. But no, it's such a beautiful thing. And there's a woman. She lives in the suburbs of Chicago. She writes poetry. And she's not that well known. Her name is Megan Ulrich, but she wrote this poem that maybe some of you mothers could relate to. Maybe all of us, even those of us who are not mothers, can relate to. Listen to this. She's writing this, by the way, to her husband. Sometimes I want to leave, but there's nowhere really to go. Maybe we could run away together, pack our lives on our backs to remember what freedom feels like. Leave the kids with Mamo and Pa and drive until we can feel our souls again. Oh, heck, bring the kids too. I just think that's so beautiful because, like, the cause of, like, all of her angst and her anxiety and stress, her children, you know. But she's like, yeah, but I can't imagine my life without them. And maybe all of us have a moment or two in our lives where we kind of have that thought of, like, oh gosh, maybe I'll just kind of hit the road or whatever, you know. Maybe I'll blow this popsicle stand, you know. And but then you think to yourself, maybe this popsicle stand isn't so bad. Maybe there's a lot of goodness here. And maybe I can't even begin to imagine my life without it. Three thoughts, three images on this. And one of them, I was reading this book by St. Jose Maria Escriva, and he had this really beautiful thing here. This book is called The Forge. He said, oh, think of the donkey that turns the water wheel. Always the same pace, always around the same circle. One day after another, every day the same. Oh, that beautiful, beautiful donkey. Without him, the trees get no water. The flowers do not bloom. The fruit does not grow. Carry this thought in your life. Isn't that beautiful? Like, you think, like, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, this thing is so hard. Whatever the thing is, right? Like, maybe this thing is so hard. It's so boring or monotonous, or it's just, bah. And, but you realize you keep going like that donkey going because not all the life, the trees, the flowers, the fruit that depends upon his keeping going, you know? And Jesus himself tells us this. In Mark chapter 13, verse 13, he says, he who perseveres to the end will be saved. He doesn't say he who starts out and then quits. He says he who perseveres to the end will be saved. And when life gets hard, as it does for every single human being, you do what Jesus says. You shake off the dust, you keep going. Just like that donkey. His perseverance, the life of so many other things, and depended on that, you know, and it's the same with us. The other image, the other one that pops in, is the first reading today. We've been reading this in our Monday morning Bible study. We were just reading this last Monday, and here you have Philip. He was one of the early church deacons, and he had a hard go, and he watched. The chapter right before this is where we see the first man martyred, Stephen. We see the first martyr, and Philip is witness to this, and he sees Peter and John thrown into jail and tortured, and Philip himself had faced a lot of difficulties, but he keeps going. He keeps going. And now we heard in our first reading that he basically wanted to sign his own death warrant. Why? Because he says, now I'm going to Samaria. Yeah, but the Jews and the Samaritans were complete enemies. He was asking for murder. He was asking to be killed. He goes and he says, yeah, but I can't stop. I have to keep going. I have to keep preaching. There's nothing that can stop me. And so he keeps going. And it's not easy. It's hard. But guess what? Because he perseveres, we heard in our first reading that he keeps on preaching. He keeps on casting out demons. He keeps healing the paralyzed, the power of God through him. And as a result, it says right here, there was so much joy in the city. And that people lined up to be baptized. He was in enemy territory. It should have gone the complete opposite way. But because of his perseverance, look what happened. And then the example par excellence in all matters of faith, Jesus himself. Jesus, the God of the universe, had every reason to look at humanity and say, peace out. You big bunch of sinners, look what I've done for you. Look what I've done for you. I even went to the cross and died for you. And how little you care. He could have said, I'm out. The reading today is getting ready for Ascension, which we'll celebrate next weekend. And yet he says, I'll never leave you. I will never leave you orphans. He says it right here. I will remain with you. I will not give up on you. I will keep going with you. Jesus, and that's why, praise God, the sanctuary candle is always lit. Because he won't leave us. He keeps going with us and for us and even in us. Folks, this is the beautiful thing. I don't know what difficult thing maybe you're facing now. I've been priest long enough to know that everybody's got something. But I'm just here to say, keep going. Persevere. Your salvation depends upon it, but so does the salvation of countless other people that you don't even know. You keep going. And here's the good news that Jesus tells us. You don't do it alone. Because we don't have enough strength for that. He's with us with the power and the love of heaven. He is with us. And so we keep going until the end. What a beautiful journey. What a beautiful God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.